Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have two folks from the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus. Christopher Washko is the Student Success Center Manager, and Owen Kindig, the Public Information Officer, here to talk about the College Fair, Clothesline Project, lots of wonderful things that are happening over at UAS. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, thanks for coming in so early. There's something that's happening tomorrow, which you definitely need to talk about, and that's the College Fair that's going to be at Sitka High School. And it's not just about college or university. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Owen, can you give us the details, what's happening and when?
Sure. It's, even though it's at Sitka High School in the gym, it's for all of the high schools. All of them, all of the kids from Mount Edgecombe and Pacific will be there as well. It's also open to homeschool kids and the general public. Anyone who's interested in post-secondary education will learn something and be able to compare 35 different schools side by side and get information from all of them.
So 35 different institutions are coming down. And it's not just about college or university, though, is it? Chris, there are other institutions that will be represented.
Yeah, typically we see the military. All the different branches of the military will come in. ASVAB will be there. So we'll see some opportunities for post-secondary vocational training institutions and military pathways as well, which can take you to college and can take you to other life training.
So anyone roads. Who's wondering, well, what comes next in my life?
Yeah,
that's
are
right.
There trainings or education that will help me reach my goals?
And all of the UA schools will be working together kind of side by side. UAS will be right next, the Juneau campus will be right next to us, and we have a relatively large display. We're pretty excited being the hometown school. And our students will be there, also serving popcorn. And
put them to work.
Modeling t-shirts and talking to kids about Sitka Start.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Sitka Start and a little bit about the students who we will meet at your booth at the College Fair. Sitka Start's a fairly innovative program that's just now getting started. What is it?
Well, what it is a opportunity for local students to come to school for just the first year, only stick their toe in the water and just see what that first year of college might be like if they eliminate the expense of traveling away, eliminate the more expensive tuitions that they usually face, and can instead stay locally and enjoy what is the lowest tuition of anywhere in the United States.
And probably the lowest room and board, staying at home.
Yeah, so, exactly, exactly, year. Right. So, and we also have this nurturing environment where students get lots of hands-on help, tutoring, personal relationships with faculty. So those things are what can make the difference for a student in, you know, gaining some college skills, discovering what their real interests are, and then going off with more certainty where they want to go next.
It can really help ease that transition into
exactly.
tertiary education.
Yeah.
And, you know, why spend a vast amount of money
yeah.
before you're really quite sure where you mm-hmm. want to go.
Right. And Sitka Start comes with, in addition to our low tuition, it comes with scholarships and financial help for textbooks from North Rim Bank. So there's another $1,500 or more that...
It's all local aid. Yeah,
all local aid
local. Yeah.
that is provided to the Sitka Start students. And I'm really excited about the students that we have who came last year as Sitka Start students and are now still here. And three of those students are officers in the student government this year.
So they've really become cheerleaders for the program.
Mm-hmm.
It's benefited them,
yes.
and they're reinvesting in the school. What
right.
kind of stories do they have to tell? Why have they stayed?
Well, I just interviewed Samantha, our vice president, last week, and she told me that she, like so many students, was so interested in just, you know, getting off the rock. I mean, that's all she could think about. But she ended up making a decision to stay here because of the amount of money that she would save. And she discovered when she got into college that it really was a jolt in terms of the amount of work that it took, much more than she expected. And so she appreciated the help she got. And then once she got through that first year with our help, then she looked at, well, do I spend $20,000 to go to Fairbanks, or do I spend $5,000 and stay here? I think I'll stay here. It's good. So that it's a nice story. Destiny's story is very similar.
So it seems like they're responding on a number of levels. So there's the obvious direct benefit financially, but it seems like it's meeting other needs that they have and giving them a sense of home too, which I think when some people in Sitka consider UAS as an option, they think, well, you know, it's not an on-campus environment. Mm-hmm. It seems like I really wouldn't feel this sense of place, but it seems that these students have a different experience.
Well, they do. What's happened is that these students are discovering that there's change and there's movement and there's growth, and they're excited to be part of building something. And they see there is more energy. This campus is really working hard on making it a magnet and bringing a local cohort of students in every year, as it was in, you know, past ages. Now we're resurrecting that old tradition, and we're pretty excited about it.
And you're repositioning yourselves as an actual fulfilling option for students. That is really exciting. So Sitka Start is a program that folks will be able to learn about at the college fair tomorrow.
That's correct.
If they can't attend, how else can they find out about options?
Well, they can call Chris.
Chris, are you the guy? Are you the guy to call?
Yep, absolutely. They can call the Student Success Center on campus, and we've got a nice page on the website as well while they're perusing what the program study options are. So, and really the biggest thing, why it's there for a 1 year kind of a, and like, again, these students are come back for a second year to finish their AA before going on to a bachelor's program. But that first year of college, it's the biggest teller. You know, it's the biggest indicator of persistence. Almost half of students in a four-year program don't come back after the first year. So that first year of getting a solid start, confidence, basic GER type classes out of the way, and then moving on is a good help.
It can set students up for the rest of their lives.
It can.
Well, UIS is doing something else that is really investing in the community as well, and that's co-sponsoring the Clothesline Project with Sitkins Against Family Violence. If you head over to campus, you'll see numerous T-shirts that have been decorated with images and statements related to family violence, violence against women. They're up in the atrium.
Personal stories
depicted in text, depicted with images on T-shirts. And that's a really powerful thing. How long have you been doing this with SAFE?
We started it just last year. So, and it's a community clothesline project. So this is a national, international kind of project that started in 1990. So 25 years. Last year, Sitka got one. So we started one with Sitka for National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and thought that it tied in well with efforts of the university to work with SAFE to create some form of awareness education for students about not just domestic violence, but sexual assault, stalking, that gamut of behavioral health issues that are definitely an issue for college students as well. So it makes a very strong visual statement, and it's nice to be able to walk along. And really the idea of it is that it's a chronicle. We add to it every year. It gets longer and longer and more powerful when you walk into a room and see these personalized messages and images around you. And it's kind of a nice metaphor because in talking about domestic violence awareness, a lot of it has to do with being aware of advocacy and support and people being aware of something that might be kept kind of private or that they don't see as an issue because it's not out in the spotlight. So in a way, this lets people air their dirty laundry in a safe way. So
that is up right now at UAS, and there's an opportunity for the public to decorate a shirt.
Yes, yep. That's for Saturday at from 10 to 2. We'll provide shirts, we'll provide the art supplies and a place to work, and it's a great opportunity. Both of us decorated shirts last year. I have four daughters, and unfortunately one of my daughters had a serious experience with abuse, and I chronicled that story in my shirts that I decorated. And
what was that like for you? Being able to tell that story?
It was good to tell it. It was gut-wrenching to think about it. It was happening for 12 years before we discovered it, and we ended up relocating to the city where she lived in order to try to provide support once it came to light. It's a very personal thing, and my heart goes out to all women who are carrying such heavy burdens so often from the men who are supposed to be their helpers and partners in life and turn out to be their worst nightmare.
So what propelled you beyond being involved in this program? What propelled you to decorate a shirt yourself, to take that vulnerable step of making a private story public?
Well, I wanted to ask a couple questions because in some respects, the kind of abuse that my daughter went through was much more damaging than physical abuse. There were a few physical occasions, but mostly it was verbal abuse that was ongoing and even continues till now. But the scars and emotional wounds, both in their son and in her, are very significant and don't heal easily. And I wanted to ask questions about how long do the lies last? How long do the angry words carry on and continue to scar us? And that's what my shirt asks.
So it seems like the clothesline not only tells stories and it becomes a cumulative story, but starts and continues a conversation.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday that people can come down and make a shirt. If they don't want to do it in public, can they drop a shirt off that they made?
Absolutely,
yes.
And no names go on the shirt unless you write a name on the shirt, so it's definitely anonymous. And we'll just assume if one comes by, you can drop it off at the Student Success Center there or at SAFE. Nobody will know who made that shirt, so we can have anyone drop it off for us, and it'll just be added to the timeline.
Okay. Well, you know, we're out of time. Any last parting thoughts or bits of information you'd like to share?
I'd invite anyone to come to the atrium of our campus and see the shirts this week. Next week it will be on display at Kettleson Library. And
through the end of the month.
Till the end of the month. And we just love anyone who wants to be more aware of this issue to show up and just spend a few minutes reflecting.
Okay, and then post-secondary, the college fair is happening tomorrow.
College fair tomorrow, noon
Sitka
to 4.
High, noon to 4, and Sitka Start is UAS's college bridging program, essentially.
Right.
All right, well, UAS is taking an active role in the community, and if anyone wants general information, I think 7700 is the number?
Yep.
That's the switchboard. But if they want to talk to the counselors and advisors, Chris's office, that would be 747-7717.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Owen Kindig and Chris Washko from UAS in Sitka.